Scano, Sego, Sigoli, Ani. I'm David Moses with your CKRZ 100.3 FM news. Hydro One is gearing up for a planned power outage that will affect parts of Six Nations in June of 2023. Erica Dawson, the Indigenous Relations person for Hydro One, attended the Six Nations Elected Council meeting on Tuesday, March 14th, and explained how Hydro One needed to shut off the power at what she referred to as Caledonia TS, located on Argyle Street. The length of the planned outage, 8 hours from 10 p.m. to 8 a.m. on June 3rd, would affect approximately 2,000 customers on Six Nations.
A project that's happening at Caledonia TS, which is located on Argyle. The purpose of the project is due to the end-of-life equipment that's within the substation. And there is plans to remove and replace some Voltrans transformers and some failed switches in the station. So the work is all happening within the station. The work, however, does require a long outage due to the safety of the crew that's performing the work. And currently the set date for that outage is June 3rd, and it's really just for the removal and replacement of the Voltrans transformers within the station.
Hydro One says there will be automatic callouts and mailouts that will go to all affected customers, and that all the affected addresses and a map of the affected area has been given to Public Works. In addition, they plan to supply generators for people affected.
I'm working internally to see if I could shorten the outage as much as possible and also provide generators for the community.
But there were still many questions from councillors regarding other concerns, such as weather, emergency health equipment, sump pumps, and freezers full of meat that would be affected over such a long period of time.
A lot of people have sump pumps, and for their basements not to flood because it's very costly. And I know that you said about generators, but even myself, I wouldn't even know how to hook it up. So I don't know how you would, or the process to get the generator, but also to help individuals to hook up the generator to their house so their basements don't flood.
So I want to make sure that there is social supports in place, and I have requested internally for support to provide generators to the community, especially when it comes to elderly care facilities or sensitive social facilities. I will take the process back and provide more information of how to connect and if some field crew can assist with providing the generators and how to use the generators while they're working throughout the night during the power outage.
A planned pop-up information session in the community is planned for April 17th, and CKRZ has requested to be kept informed in order to provide the community with as much information on this issue as possible and bring you the latest details as they become available. For CKRZ-FM, I'm David Moses.